The U.S. Department of Agriculture plans to serve 200 million free meals to school children this summer. In most districts, the kids come to the cafeteria for breakfast and lunch. And in Murfreesboro, the cafeteria is starting to come to them. Three-year-old Gunner Fisher is pretty excited about the Chow Bus, which is pulling up in front of his apartment building. He's not so patiently waiting, along with his four sisters. The oldest, named Patience, is in charge. Her parents are still sleeping since they work the night shift at the Nissan plant.
My mom thinks it's great. We don't have to buy cereal.
On this first morning for the program's summer season, kids hop on the bus to eat their Lucky Charms and sip chocolate milk. The bus, which is retrofitted with air conditioning and restaurant tables, will serve five different sites before returning to each with turkey sandwiches for lunch. This mobile cafeteria is something schools around the country are trying out. Sandy Sheely leads the federally funded nutrition program in Murfreesboro and says she noticed some children live too far away to make it in for mealtime throughout the summer.
No, I just thought of there's some way we can reach our children out there. And we had a retired school bus, so I went and asked for it. And so now I'm constantly looking for buses.
This year, Sheely added a second bus. Dawn Rashonsky drove last summer and is back. She says meeting students at their homes has given her a new perspective on Murfreesboro.
You know, we tend to think that people don't go hungry where we live. We see everything and anything at all these sites. So it's, I don't think I would wake up in a happy mood if I had to, you know, go through some of their lives.
Murfreesboro is one of the only districts in Tennessee trying out these mobile cafeterias. Organizers say they've been contacted by several others interested in replicating the program, including Metro Nashville Public Schools. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.